11. Amen. Amen. Let me make sure I got it where I need to have it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Amen. I just think about when Father God calls us to do something, that he doesn't just call us to do it, but he's there with us. Amen. So don't ever think that when God is calling you to do something, that he's sending you by yourself. He's sending you alone. And don't ever think that God is going to send you somewhere where you're ill-equipped to do what he's called you to do, but he's always going to equip you to do what he sends you to do. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Scripture is Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. And it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Amen. "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it being dead yet speaketh." Amen. "By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God." Amen. 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him." But without faith, it is impossible to please him. "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Saints, this morning I want to talk about the power of faith. Amen. The power of faith. And I want to look at that first verse. It says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Amen. But I also want to say this. In our faith, there is a work. Amen. When we live by faith, we are being set apart for God's use. Amen. When we live by faith, we're set aside for God's purpose. Amen. As we live by faith, God is able to use us and cause us to grow in grace. Amen. Daily, our faith is growing. Daily, our faith should be growing. Amen. Faith is something that needs something to be activated. Did you know that? There is something that activates our faith. Faith is, it's not just not faith alone, amen? But it's a work, amen? It is a work. Faith must be followed with action that there are consistent with what is believed. Faith is the ability to believe, but that ability must be used and acted upon by faith to come alive. And what is that? It's works. Amen. It is works. Amen. Just having faith is not enough. Amen. Having the ability to believe is not enough. One must act on the ability by acting consistent with what is believed. Believing is the action side of faith, but something is missing. Amen. Something is missing. Have you guys ever put something together and you have the whole thing put together and all of a sudden it's not working? Amen. You put the whole thing together and it's not working. Why? You're missing that little small piece, that battery that causes whatever you put together to work. Amen. So even though we believe and we have faith, there is something that we have to do. Amen. It is works. Amen. And let me say this. James 2:17 tells us this. James 2:17 says, even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Amen. So you can tell anybody that I have faith. But where is your faith? In the NIV, it says it this way. It says, in the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. Amen. If not accompanied by action, is dead. You have faith to believe. Amen. And I'm pretty sure this is the evidence right here, because everyone is doing this right now. When you came in this building, amen, to worship God, did you do this to your chair? Nope. Everyone just believed by faith that that chair was going to hold them. Amen. But see, the thing is this. You can look at this chair and say, I believe by faith that chair is going to hold me. But how will you know if you don't do the work? And the work is sitting down. Amen. Anytime that you believe, anytime you say you have faith, there has to be something that follows after that. Amen. Because I can tell you, I have faith that this chair is going to hold me. I have faith that my car is going to start up. But how will you find out? There's a work that needs to be done. Amen. In everything we say and do, when it has something to do with faith and belief, there is a work that we have to do. Amen. Three things here: faith, belief, and works. You have the faith, you have the belief, but you have to have the work in order for all these things to come together. Amen. You have to have all three. James is not saying that our faith makes us righteous before God. I don't want anyone to think that. Amen. Don't think that, because that's not what he's saying here. Our works are not the cause of our salvation. Amen. It doesn't matter how good you do. If you help the old lady across the street, if you carry her groceries or anything like that, that does not mean that you, or that's your salvation. Amen. I'm a good person. I do this. I do that. But see, the problem is many people believe that. And that's the sad thing with this world. Many people believe that as I continue to do good works, God is seeing these things and it's going to be accounted to my ability. Amen. And it's going to be counted to my credit. That is not how salvation, that is not how faith, and that's not how belief works. Amen. Our faith. Well, let me say this. Our works are the evidence of salvation. Faith in Christ always results in good works. Well, how do we do that? Amen. Because our salvation has already been given. Amen. And how is that? Because Christ Jesus has already died for you. Amen. If you have accepted him. Amen. Now, I want to use this as an example. I don't have this as an example, but I want to just say this. Has anyone ever seen what baking soda and vinegar do? You ever seen baking soda and vinegar? One thing I tried to do is I tried to clean out my drains. Amen. Tried to clean out my drains. And that was one of the things I came across, baking soda and vinegar. For some reason, vinegar works for everything. I don't know why, but it works for everything. But somebody said, take some baking soda and vinegar, mix it up and pour it down the drain. I said, okay. They didn't tell me what was going to happen, but I did it. The next thing I know, I'm not saying it was an explosion. It wasn't an explosion, but it was something. Amen. But the point that I'm making is this. One cannot work without the other one. Amen. One cannot work without the other one. So faith was my baking soda. Vinegar was my belief. But my work was putting the two together to cause them to make something happen. Amen. And this is how it is for us, saints. Sister Lynn, I can believe all I want. And I have faith in the things that I believe in. But if I'm not doing the work that it's going to happen, it's not going to happen. Amen. One can't work without the other one. Amen. James 2:26 says this. James 2:26. It says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Amen. Just think if God can measure, or we can measure, the faith that we think we have. Amen. My faith is all the way up here. You can't tell me anything. But where are your works? Where are your works? Amen. Faith without works is dead. Faith because of the lack of work. Amen. True saving faith will, may not, and I'm going to say this, it will result in the transforming of your life. Faith is demonstrated by the works we do. How we live reveals what we believe and whether the faith we profess is to having a life of faith. Amen. Now, I can't tell you that I have a life of faith unless you see my works. Amen. I can tell you that all day. I have faith. But how do you know that I have faith and belief if you don't see my works? Amen. Works are not the cause of salvation. Works are the evidence of salvation. Amen. Works are not the cause of salvation. Works are the evidence of salvation. So because you have salvation, there is now a work. Do you know what that means? Now that you have salvation, there's things that you have to do. Amen. There's a work that comes behind that. Amen. I have salvation so I can just sit back and not do anything. When you accept Christ Jesus, you accept Christ Jesus. But there's something that's going to come behind that. Amen. We have been saved by Christ Jesus, not by our own works. Only faith in Christ results in our good works. We can work as much and as hard as we want, but only true benefits come from Christ Jesus. Amen. Only true benefits come from Christ Jesus. Turn with me to Luke 5:1-8. I want you to understand this. Luke 5:1-8. Because I want you to see that the Bible talks a lot about faith. Amen. A lot about faith. But it doesn't just talk about faith. It talks about the work behind the faith. Amen. Not just about the faith and the belief, but it talks about the work behind it. Amen. So Luke 5:1-8. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, meaning Jesus, to hear the word, he stood by the lake of Gethsemane. I'll just say it that way, man. And he saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drudge. Amen. Or for a draft. Amen. So Simon Peter had been doing this all night long. That was his work. He was doing this all night long. Amen. Now, Jesus told him. He said, now, when he had left speaking and said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. Sometimes we got to go a little bit farther than we want to go. Amen. Because sometimes we just want to do just enough that pleases us. Amen. But sometimes we got to step out a little bit further. But that's where faith and trust comes in. Now, when Jesus said launch out, it wasn't a maybe, a might, or a good chance that you might catch something. Amen. When Jesus tells you something, what do you think? He's questioning himself like, yeah, I hope this worked. But that word draft means to draw out or to catch. It means to draw out or to catch. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Now, Simon could have easily said this, Lord, we done washed our nets, cleaned our boats, put our lines up and all this stuff. I'm not going through all that again. I'm not doing any of that. That's a lack of faith. Amen. When Christ Jesus is telling you to do something and you saying, I'm not, you know, that's a lack of faith. Because for one thing, you're not believing the one that created everything. So when he tells you, go ahead, throw the nets out. Go a little bit deeper. Go a little bit deeper. Amen. Nevertheless, thine word, I will let down thy nets. Now, see, he believed what Christ was saying then. Amen. He said, nevertheless, at thine word, I will let down the nets. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fish and their nets break. Amen. And they beckoned unto the partners which were in the other ships that they could come and help them. And they came and filled both ships so that they began to sink. Lord, we have toiled all night. We've been out here. We ain't gonna catch nothing. Simon, go out a little deeper. Go out a little deeper. Lord, I believe and I have faith that what you're saying, I'm going to do. Amen. We went out, we threw our nets out, and we had more fish that we had to call someone else to help us. And as they came over, their ship started to sink because we had too much. So this is the faith that we have, that when Christ is saying, go a little deeper, go a little further out, put yourself out there, amen? But it all starts with this. When you hear Christ telling you to do that, are you questioning the voice that you're hearing? Or are you trusting and believing that that's Christ Jesus telling you? Because the thing is this, Jesus is not going to tell you to do anything that's against his name. Amen? Nothing. Amen? So if you hear somebody saying, hey, I need help, I need money, I need this, I need that, and Jesus is telling you, you only have $5 on you, give it to him. Are you going to think about yourself, or are you going to think about them? Amen? Because when Father is saying that, he's telling you this. You give them that, and I'm going to bless you with something else. Amen? But see, that's the faith and the trust that we have to have in him. We have to believe that when Jesus said, it's going to happen. And we have to believe that when he says something, he's going to bless us. Amen? Because we're obedient to his word. Now, it says when Simon Peter saw it, because sometimes when God calls us to do something and we see something after the fact, after we believe him, after we say we got faith and we see it happening, it says he fell down at Jesus' knees and said, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Amen. When he tells you to do something and you finally do it and you see the results of it, Lord, forgive me. I should have listened to you in the first place. I should have listened to you in the first place. Amen. Now, saints, let me say, again, faith by itself is not enough. Amen. But that work that Simon Peter did, amen, it was what he did. Amen. Lord, I believe your word and I believe it by faith. But now it's my turn to do the work. So we're going to go out and throw the net out and see what happens. Amen. Faith is that inward principle in the heart, a hidden thing and cannot be seen and known, but external acts show it by its works. Amen. Tell me all day long that you have faith, but how do you show it? If I'm down to my last and I say, here, bruh, sis, take that. The Lord will provide. I have faith and belief that Father God is going to do that. Amen. And I can say this. There's been many times where the last was given. The last was given. And you did it out of the kindness and you did it out of what Father God was telling you to do. But then when it came time for you to take care of yourself, Father God gave more than what you put out. Amen? He gave you more than what you put out. So in seeing that, how and why would you not trust what he's saying to you? Amen. See, a lot of people talk about going in between blessings. As far as the Lord bless me, I'm going through something right now. Do you start to question, or do you say, Lord, you did it before. I know you can do it again. But do you praise God as you're going through and you're waiting patiently, but you're still believing and trusting and doing the work? And then you see the Father God blesses. Amen. Noah, by faith, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen. Noah, by faith, being warned by God concerning evidence or events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, Noah constructing an ark for the saving of his household. Now, let me just push this out there real quick. This is what faith is all about, because you don't know what's going to happen, but you believe in the word that you're hearing that Father God is saying to you. Amen. You're not questioning. Lord, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I don't understand why I'm doing this. And what are you talking about? I've never seen anything like this happen. But Noah, because of the reverent fear, Noah constructed an ark for the saving of his household. Noah didn't ask a question. How many times when God has told you to do something, have you even questioned it, thought about it, or said, I'll get to it? But by this, he condemned the world and became an heir of righteousness that comes by faith. Noah's faith was in God. Amen. When he was warned about things not yet seen. And what were the things not yet seen? Because what had happened at that time had never happened before. Amen. There was a great rain coming. Amen. A great rain. I'm going to say a great flood about to happen. Amen. And in godly fear, Noah, his work was building an ark. So he heard, believed by faith, and he started doing the work. Amen. Now, see, even though it didn't happen at that time, as he was building, he started the work. Didn't know what he was doing. Didn't know how to do it, but God provided everything he needed to make that happen. Amen. Through his works. Amen. Because he was obedient to what Father God was saying to him. He obeyed God, who warned him about something that had never happened before. And what was that? The rain. Well, how did things get watered on the earth? Because a lot of people ask that question. If there was never no rain, what about all the stuff on the earth? How was it getting water? Where was the water coming from? Well, when you turn to Genesis 2, 5, and 6, check this out, saints. Turn to Genesis 2, 5, and 6, because a lot of people ask this question. If there was never any rain, how did things on the earth get water? Genesis 2, 5, and 6, it says this. It says, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to toil the ground. But there went out a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Amen. He can't tell me my God ain't good. Amen. You cannot tell me my God is not good. Amen. See, and we still trying to figure things out of how did that happen? How did this happen? Believing and having faith that Father God is doing things. Father God right now is doing things behind the scenes that none of us know right now. Amen. Actually, I'm going to say this. Father God is speaking to some of you right now on your faith. Amen. On your belief and on your works. Amen. Now, what was not seen was believed by faith, and a work was put in action by Noah. Amen. Noah heard God, believed God, and by faith he started his work, and the work of his faith was building the ark. Amen. Now, let me ask you this question. If God said, I need you to go out and build something for me, what would you do? Are you going to call a pastor and say, look, I'm getting some funny messages. I don't know what's going on. You think this is God speaking to me? Are you asking to use his faith to get an answer from God? Because the thing is this, saints, God is going to speak to each and every one of us individually. Amen. But we have to know the voice of God. Amen. And we have to trust and believe that we're going to do what God has called us to do. Amen. So if he tells you to go out and do something, start the work. Believe by faith that Father God is speaking to you and start the work. Amen. You won't see it, but God will speak it to you or through someone else that something is about to happen. Amen. Something is about to happen. Our faith is believing when we hear, and our work is preparing for what's about to happen. Amen. I mean, it would be it would be jaw-dropping if I came over Brother Marcus' house and I seen him outside building a boat. Bro, what you doing? Well, the Lord told me to build this boat because something's about to happen. Okay. Would I question him? Yeah, I question his sanity because I'd be, bro, what's going on? Why are you doing? The Lord told me to do this, and I'm doing what God has called me to do. Amen? But do I look at this brother and say, okay, I'll just see you later? No, because if God called him to do it, it's his faith and his belief that God has called him, and there's a reason why he's doing it. He's doing exactly what God has called him to do. Faith to hear, to believe, and to act on it. Amen. Faith to believe and to act on it. When God calls you, are you going to act on what he's telling you to do, or are you going to question, or are you going to think, this sounds really strange for me to do something like this? Amen. When you look at the story here, turn with me to 2 Samuel 17. Amen. And saints, we talking about the power of faith. The faith, the belief, and the work that comes in our lives. Amen. No, I'm sorry. 1 Samuel 17, 32 through 37. And if you ever want to look at anything about faith, believe me, it's some stories in the Bible that you may question and say, that doesn't sound like that's possible. But you know what? Like the Bible says, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. Amen. Everything is possible. So 1 Samuel 17:32 through 37, it says this. It says, David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Now, if you know the story of David and Goliath, Goliath was a 9-foot-tall giant. And David, it said in some of the descriptions, that he was a little dude. Amen. Now, can you imagine Shaquille O'Neal and Adeline fighting? Can you imagine that? Now, the first thing you're going to think is there's no way, there's no chance. But when you see it, that's your first belief. Amen. Let no man lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go out and fight. Saul replied, you are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. Saints, don't let anyone cause you to question your faith and who you believe in, as Saul said here. Saul said, you are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth. David was probably thinking, I know who he is, but does he know whose I am? Amen? See, this is the thing. We cannot look at things as far as, that's big, I can't overcome that. But you have to understand the one that lives within you. Amen? The one that calls you. Amen? The one that equips you. When God calls you to do something great, he's going to give you all you need to make it happen. Amen. It says, but David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, rescued the sheep from his mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair and struck it and killed it. your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defiled the army of the living God. That was faith and that was belief. Amen. David's faith was above all. He didn't let anyone belittle or cause him to waver in his faith. Amen. 37 says this. It says, the Lord will rescue me from the paw of the lion, and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hands of this Philistine. That's faith. Even though you see what you're about to go up against, you already know that Father God is going to deliver you from it. Amen. That's the belief. But see, the thing is, saints, that's the belief and the faith that you have in God. But even though you do have those two, you still got to work. You got to do, because we knew what David had to do. Even though he had the faith to believe that God was going to deliver him, he had a work to do. Amen. David had a simple, confident of faith. He believed that God was on his side. He could not be defeated in any challenges. He believed that the kingdom of Israel could not be defeated since the Lord was on its side. Amen. Saints, young David was quick to take up the challenge of fighting Goliath. Now, let me say this to you, because I love to just put it out there for you. If you see a giant coming towards you with a spear, with a shield, a helmet, and he's just massive, what are you going to do? But God has called you. Are you going to trust and believe that if God has called me to do this, I can do this? And I'm not saying just in fighting. I'm saying in everyday situations, when you see something that's just too great and too big for you, do you just clamber up and get in the fetal position and just, I can't do it? Or do you say, my God shall supply all my needs? Amen. David's faith was so strong that he believed that the Lord would go with him and enable him to defeat Goliath. David had faith to believe, and his works was to go challenge Goliath, and God shall provide. You have to have a made up mind to know that if you go out there in the name of Jesus, if you go out there in the name of God, he's going to give you what you need to overcome every situation. Amen. David's faith was born out of his experience on God's grace and mercy in his life. Up to that point, David's life experience strengthened his faith. If he did it before, he can do it again. If he brought you somewhere and he took you through, he can continue to do it. Don't you know that God does not bring you somewhere and just leave? Anything that you go through. See, this is the thing. When you start off, God is there from the whole point, all the way through it. Amen. Some people seem to think that God started you off and then he meets you down at the end. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. God is there throughout the whole process. Many times we think that he's not there because we don't see him, because we're going through some stuff. But see, in our going through, there's some growth that needs to happen. Amen. There's some stuff that needs to come off, and there's some things that God needs to put on. Amen. Don't question why you're going through something, but know that when you go through, you're going to come out as gold. Amen. That God is going to bring you through, and he's going to show you some things that you didn't know. Amen. When you go through something and you come out of something, are you gaining more confidence in self, or are you gaining more in what God has brought you through? Amen. Because a lot of people, when they go through something, they pat themselves on the back. Amen. I did this. No one else did this. No one else could do anything like this. But if it hadn't been for the grace of God, would you have made it out? Amen. Do you put more confidence in self or more faith in Father God? Amen. If we must know exactly what happens, then that's not faith. I'll do it, but I want you to show me the whole thing throughout. What's going to happen? That's not faith. That's flesh. I'm not doing anything until I see the whole plan. Amen. Now, I'm not saying going out here doing something crazy and just starting something and then trying to figure it out yourself. But I'm just saying, if God has called you to do something, he's called you to do it. But he's not going to show you everything that's about to happen. Amen. When you look at Noah, when you look at David, they trust and believe that God was going to bring them out, but they didn't see how it was going to happen. They didn't know what was going to happen. Noah knew nothing about rain. All he knew was to build this ark. That's it. Noah wasn't even a builder. I don't know how to build anything. What am I going to do? Where did he get the wood from? You know? See, people tend to ask questions like, where did he get the wood from? And how did he build something as big as this to hold all these animals? I don't know, but God told him to do it and he did it. That's belief. That is faith that God has called him to do something. Amen. Faith is trusting God in the unknown. But I need to know everything before I do anything. Faith is trusting God in the unknown. The proof of faith. Turn with me to Matthew 8, 1 through 10. And I'm going to read this. And we're going to get out of here in about another 45 minutes. Okay? So turn with me to Matthew 8. Amen. Matthew 8, 1 through 10. Amen. Because I just want you to see, it's so much goodness in God's word, so much goodness in God's word, so much encouragement in God's word. Amen. But Matthew 8, 1 through 10, it says, when he, Jesus, was come down from the mount, great multitudes follow him. And behold, there came a leper and worship him, saying, Lord, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, but thou be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, when you read the Bible, there's many occasions where Jesus said, thine faith has made you whole. Amen. Thine faith has made you whole. And Jesus said unto him, see thou, tell no man, but go thine way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant layeth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should have cometh under my roof, but speaketh the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You ain't got to come over here. Just speak the word. That's faith. But that's belief, amen? For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and I say to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel, amen? In Luke 8, don't turn there, but Luke 8, 4 and 45 and 46, and we all know the story of the woman of the issue of blood. That was faith and that was belief, but there was a work that needed to be done. When you look at everything in the Bible that talks about faith, you have to see that you can have the faith, you can have the belief, but there's still a work that needs to be done. Amen. I believe the Lord is going to bless me here. That's good. What are you going to do? I believe the Lord is going to take care of these bills. That's good. But what are you going to do? Amen. Now turn with me to Luke 17. Because what I want to show you is I want to show you all the faith that went on in the Bible. Amen. Not all, but some of the accounts of faith in the Bible, but 17, Luke 17, 11 through 15. Y'all just, man, I tell you, we serve a mighty and awesome God, a mighty and awesome God. Amen. Luke 17, 11 through 15. And it says, and it came to pass as we went to Jerusalem and he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass, listen, saints, it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. Amen. So Jesus healed me. It showed that he healed the first leper, and immediately his leprosy was gone. But when it talks about these 10, it says that as they. So I'm asking Jesus to heal me, and I'm expecting to be healed. But it says as we left. So, Jesus, are you going to heal me? I didn't look down at myself to see if I was healed. I just did what he told me to do. He said, as they went. Amen. So it wasn't an immediate thing, but it says as they. That's faith and that's belief. Because for one thing, are you going to walk away until you get your deliverance? Because you're going to look down and say, you didn't do anything. You going to heal me or what? It says as they. They believe by faith that they were going to be healed as they left. Amen. And it says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. They didn't see their healing, but as they left believing, they were healed. Amen. When you ask God for something, are you expecting it just like that? But are you, by faith, believing that it's going to happen? You done prayed for a whole hour for something and nothing has happened yet. Are you going away saying, Lord, I know you're going to bless me. I know you're going to bless me. I'm going to go ahead and do what I need to do now. Or are you going to go away saying, I've been praying for a whole hour and I still ain't got nothing that I asked for? Are you going to question the Lord? Amen. Or are you going to believe by faith that it's going to happen? Amen. They weren't healed until they left. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. Even though you have the faith and you have the belief, there is a work. But you have to understand, it's not going to happen just right away. Amen. It's not going to happen right away. Because, again, when you look at Noah, I don't know how long he built that ark. But he was continuous in building that ark, and he made it happen, and then things started to change. Amen. Another story is this. It's talking about Peter. Peter's faith had him walking on water when he heard Jesus say, come. But the faith did not come alive until he started to act on it. Amen. The moment he stepped out of the boat and started walking, action unlocked the power and faith, but something else crept in and caused Peter's faith to falter. Amen. Because many times when we start off good, other things are going to try to come and deter us, or other things are going to try to come and hinder us, or get us to doubt, or to get us to think about something else. But something else crept in and caused Peter's faith to falter. Peter heard the voice of Jesus and walked, but he also heard the strong winds around him. Who are you listening to? Whose voice are you focused on? Where is your focus? Where is your attention? And are you easily distracted when you see things? Amen. Romans 10:17 tells us this. It says, So then, faith cometh by hearing. Amen. And hearing by the word of God. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Saints, I'm going to close with this. Amen. I'm going to close with this. We have heard and seen and experienced faith. How many of you have seen faith? Experienced faith? Our faith is an active trust in God, a belief in what we say is true that result in action. When we have faith in God, we can develop our faith by being faithful in whatever role God has called us to be in. Amen. If we will be faithful in small things, God will prepare us for the works of greatness. Amen. See, you just can't give somebody just the CEO position and they have no background or no experience or nothing like that. You got to start things off small. You got to work your way up to it. Amen. We can develop our faith by looking to God's faithfulness in our past. Amen. See, many times people forget faith and belief because of the circumstances they're in at that moment. But do we look back to see that He delivered me from something like this before? Or do we let our circumstances overcome and consume us to where we're not focused on what happened before? Amen. One of the most helpful things we can do to develop our faith is to focus on God's deliverance in past times. Amen. We believe and God came through. The same God who came through yesterday is the same God who can come through today and tomorrow. Amen. So, saints, I'm going to tell you this. Never lose hope. Never let anyone cause you to lose or not believe that Father God is going to bless you. If He's did it before, He can do it again. Amen. God is a faithful God. Amen. God is a God that we can call on anytime. Amen. No matter what it is, nothing is too big for God. Amen. And nothing is too small for Him. Amen. But, saints, I just want to say, building on our faith daily is an important thing in our lives. Amen. Every day we should be building on our faith. And how do we do that? Through His word. When we look back at the things that He's blessed us in and with and through, we have to continue to just seek after His face. Amen. Saints, I want you to be encouraged this day to know that Father God has had His hand on each and every one of us. Amen. He sees us, He blesses us, He protects us, and He continues to provide for all of us, amen. And the reason we're here today is because of Him. And the reason we're here is before Him. We're here to be before Him, to hear what He has to say to us. Saints, the thing is this word was a blessing to me because at a time, Father gives me words to speak, but it's because of things that I may be dealing with. And it may be things that I'm lacking. Amen. But this is a building block for me. Amen. Don't just think this is just for you. This is for me. Amen. But just to encourage you this day, don't let anything that you see here hinder you from what God is trying to do in your life. Amen. Our faith will be tested. Our faith is tried in daily situations. Amen. That's my time. Amen. And I turn it back over.